You know that phrase, I bet dollars to donuts? In a few minutes, we'll get the related business lesson. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the U.S. and the Europeans are working out plans to help break Western Europe's dependence on Russian oil and natural gas. It's part of President Biden's agenda in Brussels today. Amid talks with NATO and Group of Seven countries, Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more on a new energy arrangement taking shape.
Yeah, David, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they're close to some kind of deal on European energy supplies. And the way he framed it to reporters on Air Force One as they were headed to Belgium is that the U.S. is going to help boost natural gas supplies to European partners so they don't have to rely as much on Russia's exports. Now, Sullivan says there has been, as he put it, an intense back and forth about this topic, and they expect an announcement on Friday about new actions to help Europe.
Any suggestions what those might be?
Well, yeah, the president of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, says this has to do with liquefied natural gas exports. Europe is going to ask for more supplies from the U.S., but also is going to ask for commitments over the next two winters as well. And Jake Sullivan appeared to echo that time frame, saying the U.S. is going to look for ways to increase LNG supplies to Europe.
Now, I see Europe gets 40% of its natural gas from Russia. Can it replace all of that?
So that's tough. The U.S. is pretty much maxed out on its liquefied natural gas exports right now. And even if you sent a bunch more to Europe, David, they'd have a hard time processing all of it. That can change in the short term, but in the long term, that is. But short term, it's a tough problem.
All right, Nova, thank you. Buyers of Russian natural gas in Asia are scrambling to figure out how to comply with Russia's new demand that they pay not in dollars, but in Russia's currency, the ruble. The supplies to countries Russian President Putin labeled unfriendly, including gas buyers in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. Putin said he'll still honor the contracts as long as the money comes in rubles. Some analysts are guessing that since this creates demand for the ruble, it could help push up the value of that sagging currency. Checking the numbers, stock index futures are up moderately this morning for the U.S., plus 0.4% for the S&P future. Germany's DAX index is up 0.6%. Crude oil steady, $115. We're watching a documentary each month for our Econ Extra Credit project. Our March film is called The Donut King, which tells the story of Ted Noy, who fled genocide in Cambodia to settle in Southern California, where he establishes an empire of donut shops that thwarted publicly traded competitor Dunkin' for many years. Noy's story doesn't end there, but I don't want to spoil your viewing. One of the people who electrifies the screen late in this documentary is Mr. Noy's niece, Maylee Tao, who returns from college to bring social media and other marketing savvy to her family-owned DK's Donuts and Bakery based in Santa Monica, California.
And so I came back and I worked and I started to think that to really support my family, there needed to be something innovative to separate it from being just this normal donut shop on the corner.
Until last year. Maylee Tao joins us here. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Now, what happened last year? You and your family decided to sell after 40 years. What went into that decision?
Oh my gosh, it was such a bittersweet decision. You know, my mom and dad, who started the store 40 years ago, you know, they decided to completely retire. And we operated a 24-hour bakery that was in high demand, high popularity. I mean, people are coming in at all hours of the day. There's online orders. There's lots of big corporate orders. And my mom, you know, she told me, hey, you know, my hands hurt, my feet hurt. I think it's time we sell the store. And the first thing when she told me, my heart dropped because I had dedicated my heart and soul into this. At the age of 6, I was standing on a milk crate to help my parents give out change. And yeah, you know, it was such a hard decision to sell the store.
And you said bittersweet. Now, let me just land on the sweet part. You know, there's a lot of next generation people who are like, oh, do I have to work in my parents' shop until my retirement? I mean, maybe an opportunity for you personally?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, growing up when I was a teenager and helping my parents, I did share those feelings you just spoke about of like, oh my gosh, like, am I going to have to take over the shop? I don't really know if I want to do this. And I'm actually so proud of myself for being able to come back after college, totally transform the shop and being able to sell it at the value that we did. And the sweet part is I get to have a whole new chapter. You know, it gives me the space to really explore the entrepreneurship side of myself versus being obligated to help my family at something that, yes, I did enjoy, but it was just so much work.
So you're out of DKs, but you're not out of donuts, right?
That's correct. So Donut Princess LA is my donut bouquet concept. We deliver and ship out donut bouquets in the LA area and, you know, around the United States. In attachment to that, I have a podcast called Short and Sweet. I explore women empowerment, small business tips, and mindset. I also do marketing and consulting for local donut shops. So a lot of people will come up to me and say, hey, how do I start a donut shop? Hey, how do I use what you did for social media with my business? So I'm not completely out of donuts just yet.
Just so I fully understand Donut Princess LA, that's like if you might have sent flowers or chocolates, you could send through you nicely arranged donuts.
Absolutely. And it comes in a beautiful matte pink box. It has, you know, bright red ribbon. It's a handwritten card. And it's also just kind of made for Instagram.
You'll see the star power of Mei Li Tao as the owner of Donut Princess LA and the former participant in the family of owners of DK's Donuts in Santa Monica in the documentary film we're watching this month called The Donut King, about how Cambodian immigrants ended up playing such a key role in the donutting of California and beyond. Mei Li Tao, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We do one documentary a month on marketplace topics. Follow along if you like with our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. If you haven't already, sign up free, of course. Marketplace.org/newsletters. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.